Hey, yo. Yo.
This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire.
Off the wire.
With Al Freitas.
So if you don't already know, Chris Brown pled guilty to a misdemeanor assault charge for hitting a fan last October outside of the W Hotel in D.C. He was sentenced to time served. CeeLo Green doubling down on his apology for comments he made on Twitter after pleading no contest to a felony charge of furnishing a controlled substance last week. Now, CeeLo wrote, "People who have really been raped remember. He apologized over the weekend and then again yesterday. However, it's apparently too little too late because yesterday TBS pulled the plug on CeeLo's reality series, The Good Life, after just one season. Now, they say they made the decision because of the show's low ratings. And Soup, you say you saw that show and it wasn't...
Didn't they pull him off The Voice because of this problem?
No, he was supposed to... No, he didn't get pulled off The... Well...
On The Voice. He left The Voice, came back. Remember?
Yeah. It was around the same time when the charges came up.
Yeah,
but wasn't he going to Vegas for something? Didn't he go to Vegas for something and that's why he was off The Voice?
I thought he did a show. Didn't
he had to do something.
Him and Christina Aguilera at the same time for work reasons.
So, Justin Bieber was arrested in Canada after crashing his ATV into a Pabst minivan. Then he got into a fight with him, apparently.
It's not hard to beat up a photographer. Most of them are about 110 pounds.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but with Bieber and a photographer. So it could have been a good little fight there. So he faces charges of dangerous driving and assault. He has to go to court later this month. Problem is, he's already on probation for that egging case in Los Angeles. So this arrest may trigger a violation, even though it happened in a different country. I don't know for sure. Albert says no. Soup says it could.
I didn't actually say no.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And then Soup, said, yeah, whatever. Jeezy's breaking his silence over his recent arrest for felony gun possession. Jeezy said he and the five people arrested alongside him had nothing to do with an assault rifle found inside his tour bus last month. He also says the only reason it took him several days to post his $1 million bail is because he wanted to make sure he and his crew left jail together.
You know, that assault rifle just magically appeared on the bus.
Somebody put it in
there. Somebody had some magical powers.
Doing magic, pulled it out of the hat.
Jermaine Dupri's clearing up reports that he was dropped as Mariah Carey's manager. JD says he decided to pull the plug on his management role because it was negatively affecting their friendship. He went on to claim that an ongoing joke within her inner circle is that he has a better relationship with Mariah than her estranged husband, Nick Cannon. Mm. Speaking of Nick Cannon, he's publishing a new book. It's not a tell-all.
What?
It's not a tell-all. It's a kid's book of poetry. Carrie Hilson, tired of internet chicks coming after her man, NBAer Serge Ibaka. She basically tweeted that it's hoish, disrespectful.
Oh, man.
Get her, Albert.
What's disrespectful?
Get her, Albert.
Look how excited he is. Oh, my gosh. She's so excited. He's like, ooh, I get to hit that bell. She also says it's unacceptable. I will get you back, and you know it.
I am saying, Freitas. What? I think he's being disrespectful to you.
He is. He's being very disrespectful. I'm Al Freitas. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com. Hit us up via Twitter and Instagram.
She jumped off. Make
you at Russ Parr Show. Do not send us anything disrespectful.
Freitas' new Twitter is
make you want to play disrespectful. Despotize.